Deutsche Welle. Africa Link.
It's good to be back again. I'm Isaac Mugabe in Bonn, Germany. Coming up on the program, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni threatens South Sudanese rebels with defeat should they not lay down their arms.
Museveni is contemplating a situation whereby he will move more of his forces into southern Sudan, and he is also trying to arm twist the other IGAD members to side with him.
The government in the DRC says it has repulsed an attack on the state television station, the airport, and a military base.
The situation is now calm. The three locations that were under attack are now quite safe.
These are some of the stories that we've lined up for you on the program. Stay with us.
Top story.
South Sudanese troops clashed with ethnic Nuer or White Army Militia and other rebel factions loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar late on Monday near the flashpoint town of Bol, government officials said. Meanwhile, hopes that an end of year ceasefire deadline would be met are fading. The 2 weeks of violence are believed to have left more than 1,000 people dead and risk spiraling into an all-out civil war. From Nairobi, James Shimanyula sent this report.
The army of South Sudan, the SPLA, is warning of an imminent attack by White Army militia on the town of Bor. The White Army, made up of Nuer youths who dust their bodies in white ash, has in the past sided with Riek Machar, the Nuer former vice president of South Sudan, who the government accuses of starting the fighting. So far, the government has agreed to a ceasefire, but Machar has vowed to bring down the Juba administration. The number of displaced persons seeking safety at United Nations compounds throughout South Sudan has reached 73,000. In order to ensure that displaced people are protected, a UN military tank patrols the area surrounding its camp in Bor in anticipation of a possible White Army attack. Major Kevin Finlay Walls with the United Nations mission sums up the current situation in Bor.
The situation in Bor, there's a considerable amount of tension, and with that tension we see a build-up of people that have been dispersed from their towns and villages. So we've got a considerable number of people that we are mandated to protect, and we're doing that to the best of our ability at the moment. Bor is a strategic location within South Sudan, and therefore within this crisis both factions and the government forces are using it as a point that they want to dominate.
Fred Iga is police commissioner with the UNMISS, the UN mission in South Sudan.
Our biggest challenge right now is the protection of civilians. We have a lot of people that have run away from danger, and they are all over our UN camps. So we've brought in our colleagues. This is a Bangladesh-formed police unit, and they are going to help us in Juba.
The Bangladesh unit comprises 72 specially trained soldiers who once served in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They are the first of 5,500 additional peacekeepers and police advisors sent by the UN to join 7,000 others already on the ground in South Sudan.
James Shimanyula reporting. In the meantime, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has warned Riek Machar to comply with a ceasefire deal or face action by regional countries. So, could this spell the end of efforts to defuse the ongoing power struggle between Machar and President Salva Kiir? I put that question to Angina Ojwang, a Nairobi-based lawyer and political analyst.
The actions of the Ugandan government through its president, firstly of intervening militarily in the field in southern Sudan, and now taking over the role of the coordinator of the IGAD peace proposals, shows that there is no intention on the part of Uganda to have negotiated settlements in southern Sudan, and also shows his continued partisan approach in the matter whereby he's supporting one side, that one of Salva Kiir, and he's therefore not pursuing for peace. It therefore torpedoes the whole exercise by IGAD and perhaps also by AU.
What do you think Museveni is really contemplating?
Museveni is contemplating a situation whereby he will move more of his forces into southern Sudan, join the war against SPLM faction led by Riek Machar, and he's also trying to arm twist the other IGAD members to side with him in that partisan approach. So we have to wait and see whether Ethiopia will agree with that. Of course, Kenya is likely to go with what Museveni decides, but Ethiopia is now the critical arbiter if it will accept that partisan approach or will stick to a mediator's role.
So in other words, he doesn't have the backing of other countries in the region who thought peace talks between the two men would be the answer to the ongoing situation.
Yeah, the current statement he has issued, that is purely his own way of trying to move the IGAD countries to support what he wants them to do. The same goes for his military intervention in southern Sudan, while at the same time claiming that he wants to be part of a negotiated settlement. So as of now, he's not speaking for the other IGAD countries. He's speaking on his own. But he's trying to put a fait accompli situation whereby they will find it morally difficult for them as sitting heads of state to say that let's Salva Kiir talk to Riek Machar.
I was speaking to Angina Ojwang, a Nairobi-based lawyer and political analyst.
Africa Link, because Africa is more than just a headline.
The government in the Democratic Republic of Congo said it had repulsed an attack on the state television station, the airport and a military base in the capital, Kinshasa. The attackers are said to be followers of an evangelical pastor, Gideon Mukongubila, one of the candidates who challenged President Kabila in the 2006 elections. In a moment, you will hear more about the group from our correspondent in Goma. But first, let's hear from the government's spokesperson, Lambert Mende, who spoke to DW about the attack.
The situation is now calm. The three locations that were under attack are now quite safe. The attackers suffered heavy losses. A total of 40 attackers lost their lives. That's 16 who attacked the military base, 8 at the TV station, and another 16 at the airport, 40 in all. There were no fatalities among the security forces.
And I spoke to Gaius Cohen, a DW's correspondent in Goma. I started by asking him about this particular group and who it represents.
She has some support within the Congolese diaspora because, you know, the diaspora does not, most of people in the diaspora does not support the Kabila's government. And they have also tried many kinds of attacks like these, and most of them were aborted. Most of them could not be achieved.
Is there any connection between this attack in Kinshasa and the rebel violence in the east of the country?
Yes. In the eastern Congo, as a UN group of experts said, Rwanda and Uganda support rebel groups in the east. Gedeon, what he said in that letter was that as a Congolese, he was not happy of seeing his country under Rwandan rule. And that's what he told all his fellows, that they had to fight to liberate the country.
You are in the eastern part of DRC. How have people there been reacting to the news of the attempted coup?
You know, first, most of people here were surprised by the fact that in the capital, Kinshasa, such an attack could raise up without intelligence agencies to know anything about it. People are really surprised. The mood is quite calm because there was no attack here in the east. And it really added also to some fear of people here who are already under ADF Nalu Islamist groups threat.
I was speaking to Gaius Koweni. We apologize for the poor quality of the sound there. On Sunday, Cameroonian soldiers attacked Seleka rebels training on its territory and seized their weapons. The army said they arrested many of the rebels and killed one. However, witnesses say they saw 8 corpses. Moki Kinseka visited the Cameroonian village of Kete and now reports from the capital, Yaounde.
Residents of Kete, a village on the east of Cameroon, applauded as soldiers in army trucks drive through their town. Cameroonian soldiers have attacked and dislodged a nearby training base that belonged to the rebel group Seleka, an alliance of militia fighters in the Central African Republic. Kete village had been a safe haven for fleeing Seleka rebels, avoiding disarmament by French and African Union forces in the capital, Bangui. Kete resident Lisette Atou told me she was awakened by heavy gunfire on Sunday, but was happy that the situation has been brought under control.
The Cameroonian army defended itself very well. They succeeded to seize weapons and to kill one of the gang members of Seleka. The Cameroonian government must work hard to combat these Seleka guys who want to bring disorder in our country.
Papa Etienne, another resident of Kete, said he was delighted that the Cameroonian government came to their rescue.
Truly, it is not the first time that these Central Africans are coming to our country to attack us. They abuse us and even exploit our natural resources. The Cameroonian army defended itself, as is its right.
This is not the first clash between Cameroon and rebels from CAR in Cameroonian territory. A military attack in November led to 6 deaths, 5 allegedly rebels from CAR and a Cameroonian soldier. Ousted President François Bozizé also escaped through Cameroon's eastern border, fleeing Seleka rebels and its leader, current President Michel Djotodia. Cameroon's army has retaken a gold mining site in Kana, another border town with the CAR. The army claims it killed one rebel, but David Mbulie, traditional head of Kana village, told me they counted 8 corpses, which they claimed were Seleka rebels. Governor of Cameroon's East Region, Ivaha Diedone, on Monday announced that an impressive quantity of weapons were seized from the rebels, whom he claimed have been regularly terrorizing Cameroonians living in the border towns.
We do not want adventurers here. They think that the region is free for them to do whatever they want. So we have taken measures that make it possible for us to assure the security of all the people in the east. Our forces of law and order are not going to sleep. They will monitor the whole area.
Last week, the government announced it had opened a military air base in the volatile region and had deployed its elite military corps, the Rapid Intervention Battalion, B. The intention is to stop the rebels from further advancing into Cameroon and using the area as a safe haven and training ground. Cameroon's Minister of Defense, Edgar Alain Mbengo, on Monday morning visited the East Region and assured the residents of their security.
Je voudrais dire qu'avec tout ce qui a été créé à Bertoua,
I want to let you know that with all what has been created in Bertoua, as far as national security is concerned, as far as defense and security forces are concerned, the East Region today is among the most secured areas in Cameroon. So do not fear for your defense and security.
Moki Kinzeka reporting.
Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Great to have you here listening to our radio soap opera Crossroads Generation, a learning by ear production brought to you by DW.
We're standing at the crossroads, we're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future stands today.
Welcome to this 14th episode called The Plan. But before we head forward, let's first look back. In our last episode, Dan wanted to speak plainly with Mercy.
I need to know something. Please, tell me, do you like me the way I like you?
Yes, I do like you. There, I've said it, okay?
Then show it. If you really mean what you just said, prove it to me. This weekend, I'll invite you over to my room. Make sure you come alone.
So will Mercy go? Meanwhile, Mama Nikki was at home alone when robbers broke into her house.
Be quiet, man.
Quiet.
Don't make another sound or else I'll eat your throat.
So what happens next? Nikki's just on his way home. He's still depressed because Mercy chose Dan over him.
Mercy's such a stupid cow. All girls are stupid. And how come Mom didn't come to pick me up today? She normally gets to school early. Very strange. Huh? Her gate's wide open. And Mom's car's gone? Oh no! The front window's broken. Mom! Dad! No! This can't be real. We must have been robbed. Oh my God, Mom. Are you okay? Wait. I'll peel it off. Mom, are you all right? What happened here? Oh, Mom, please get up. Can you walk? Please say something. Are you hurt?
They took everything.
Oh. Okay, listen. I'm calling Daddy. Dad, you have to come home now. Something terrible has happened.
Hey, Lulu, guess what? I am rich again. Look here. All this money.
It doesn't make any difference, Msoto. Listen to me. I'm leaving you.
You want to leave me when I'm this rich? Don't be foolish, Lulu.
I've tried my best to be a wife and mother, but it just isn't enough. I'm going back to live with my parents.
Oh, that's a good idea. Because then your father has to return all that dowry I paid for you. And I'll be even richer.
What dowry, Msoto? You gave my father one hen and two packets of matchboxes as my bride price.
Oh, did I? Well, it was a special hen. You know, it could lay eggs on command.
I can't believe you're still joking. Will you listen to me? I've already packed. I'm just waiting for Mercy. As soon as she comes home, we are leaving.
What? Lulu, stop this nonsense. No. Mercy is not going anywhere. Who will cook for me then? Huh? No. If you want to go, fine. But Mercy is staying right here.
Msoto, can you just for once think of other people beside yourself? Mercy is the only child you've left me. Why do you want to ruin her future? Let me take her with me so that she can keep going to school.
What makes you think she won't keep going to school if she stays here with me?
Because you didn't want her to go to that school in the first place. All you wanted was to make some easy money by marrying her off.
I'm tired. I need to take a nap. Say hi to your father and mother. Mercy stays here.
One day, Msoto, you'll pay for all this. And on that day, don't come crawling back to me. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Dad and Mom. Mom, can I help you with anything? Oh, and I'd like to talk to you both about Saturday.
Mercy stays here.
Huh? What are you two talking about? Where else would I go?
Mercy, go and prepare something to eat for your father. I have to go.
But Mom, I really have to talk to you and Dad. It's important.
Talk to your dad. I have to go or I'll be late.
Where are you going?
We'll talk later, Mercy. Let your mother go now.
All these stupid drivers, where did they learn to drive? Don't they realize this is an emergency? My family's been robbed. I still can't believe it.
Now, please calm down, sir. We'll be there very shortly.
Shortly? What are you talking about, officer? We've been stuck in this traffic jam for almost an hour now.
Please, sir, keep your voice down and stop complaining. This isn't the first time I've had to respond to a call like this. In fact, if you hadn't paid for the petrol, this would have taken even longer.
Yeah. Look, we're almost there. Turn left, the next corner. That's my house, officer. The big white one with the black gate. The gate's still open.
Okay, I see it. Now let us do our work.
Mama Nikki, where are you?
Over here, Dad. We're in the kitchen.
Is everyone okay? I drove as fast as I could.
I thought I was the one who did the driving.
He wants to impress his wife.
Hey, no time for joking, officer. Get to work, okay?
Yes, sir.
Look for any evidence the robbers may have left behind.
Yes, sir.
I need to ask this lady some questions. I'm sorry to have to break up the family reunion, but I need to ask you some questions, madam.
It's okay. What do you want to know, officer?
Let's start with the robbers. Did you recognize any of them?
Just a couple miles down the road from us.
Always been a big supporter of
LA. Whoa! Hey, Biko, I need to talk to you about something.
Ah, man, come on. Not when the action is at its best. Let me finish watching the movie, then we can talk. No. Please don't close the laptop. Ah.
We need to talk fast. Then we can watch the rest of the movie.
What is it then?
Okay. Listen carefully. I've invited Mercy to come to my room on Saturday.
Whoa. Nice move, man. Wow. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't it forbidden to bring girls into the boys' dormitories?
Ah, forbidden? Come on. It's also forbidden to watch movies in school, but here we are.
But Dan, this could get you expelled, man. This is no joke. How will she manage to get past the guard at the entrance?
Aha, that's where you come in.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Relax, Biko. I've thought of everything. You don't have to worry.
Well, it will be nice to have a choice, but I guess I don't, right?
Listen. This is how it's going to be. As soon as you finish watching the movie, I'm going to give you some cash.
Sounds like a pretty good plan so far.
Just listen, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you some cash and some cigarettes.
But you know I don't smoke, right?
They are not for you. You'll give them to the watchman, the one at the gate. Tell him you're expecting a guest on Saturday and that he should let her in. That's all.
That's all?
Yes, I mean, from your point of view, that's all you have to do. Leave the rest to me. Will you do this for me?
Do I have a choice? But sure, no sweat. Now can I carry on watching the movie?
Isn't it, Mary? And they do enjoy them.
That brings us to the end of this episode of our ongoing radio soap opera for learning by ear, Crossroads Generation. The plan has been laid, but will it work? And will Nikki's father, Jumbe, find out who robbed him? We'll meet for the next episode. And remember, you can listen to this one again or the others in the series by visiting our webpage at dw.de/LBE. You can also follow us on Facebook. Until next time, goodbye.
And before we leave you, a reminder of the stories that we've covered in the last 25 minutes. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni threatens South Sudanese rebels with defeat should they not lay down their arms. The spokesperson for South Sudanese Army said on Monday they are already taking on rebels allied to ex-Vice President Riek Machar. The government in the Democratic Republic of Congo said it had repulsed an attack on the state television station, the airport and a military base in the capital, Kinshasa. And with that, we come to the end of this program. For comments and questions on the stories that we've covered, send an email to feedback.africa@dw.de. A letter to Africa Link, DW 53110 Bonn, Germany, or an SMS to +49 160 957 59510. Africa Link returns tomorrow at the same time, and I'm Isaac Mugabe in Bonn, Germany. Take care.